Monday, Tater Tots. How are we? How are we going? Welcome back to another episode of Topics of Taboo, the raw and honest podcast where we unpack, educate, and attempt to erase the stigma surrounding taboo topics. I'm your host, Megan Dykeman, and in today's video, I'm going to be talking about what to do when you don't feel queer enough and how to tackle queer imposter syndrome. Yes, that is a thing, and it is very annoying. Also, if you do hear cars going past, I'm so sorry. I'm just sitting in my little beanbag in my room. I'm not sitting where I normally record, just because I'm on my period, low-key, and this is the most comfortable spot to sit right now. So, there you have it. Yeah, this is comfy. I ain't moving. A sis ain't moving. So, I popped on my Instagram this morning, actually yesterday, what you would like to hear more of on the potty and on my YouTube channel. If you're not subscribed, you should. It's Dutchy. Become part of the fam over there. True. But yeah, one of the, actually a quite common theme was, how do I feel more queer? What to do if I've never dated a girl and like I don't feel queer enough, that sort of thing. So I'm really going to be diving into that today. I filmed a video for it for my YouTube channel as well. So I thought I might as well do an episode for Topics of Taboo as well, because it's more common than not, and a lot of people in the LGBTQ plus community can suffer with queer imposter syndrome. It doesn't have to be bisexuals, although a lot of bisexuals do, and I'll be touching on that, but I'll be talking about it, in general. So for those of you who don't know, queer imposter syndrome is sort of like when you don't feel queer enough, or you feel less a part of the LGBTQ plus community for some reason, because A, you don't have any sexual or dating history with that certain person that you're attracted to. I don't know, hear me out with this one. It's almost like society expects us to solidify or back up our sexuality that we come out as with experience or dating history, and if you don't have that, it's sometimes not accepted. And it's kind of like I'll dive into it more later, but for example, if someone comes out as a lesbian and they have dated a guy in the past, or they'll use your dating history against you, and I'll talk about later, dating history, current relationship status, sexual experience, none of it directly correlates to your sexuality necessarily. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but it's almost like, yeah, society or people around us, friends, family, schoolmates, will use that either against you or to their, like, use it in their arsenal. So if you've dated a guy but you're coming out as a lesbian, be like, oh, but you've always dated guys. Well, same as bi, and trust me, we'll get into that whole conundrum later. But it's almost like, yeah, and then if you haven't dated anyone, if you come out as a lesbian or gay or whatever, and you haven't dated anyone, they're like, oh, but like, have you even kissed a girl? And it's like, hey, that's not your decision to make. That's not your judgment to make. And it's not valid. So thanks. But you know what I mean? I'm guessing you know what I mean. If you're listening to this and you've clicked on this particular episode, I'm sure you know exactly what I mean. But as a bisexual woman in a heterosexual straight passing relationship, I feel you. I totally feel you. And yeah, as I said before, queer imposter syndrome does not only affect bisexuals, it can affect many people in the LGBTQ plus community, and it sucks. There's also another thing that sucks is there is a lot of gatekeeping that exists within the LGBTQ plus community. And let me tell you, I am so not here for that. We are not here for it. We're meant to be uplifting each other, being there for each other, accepting and loving each other wholeheartedly. But what are we doing? Gatekeeping. Fuck off. Gatekeeping can literally fuck right off, in my opinion. In my humble opinion. So, being new to your queerness is hard. I get that so much. And even if you're not new to your queerness, you can still feel like you're not queer enough. But in today's episode, I wanted to make you feel better, or at least try to. And I want to remind you of some things to help you fight imposter syndrome, queer imposter syndrome, whoever you are, wherever you're from. I hope these next three tips really stick with you and help you fight this motherfucker, because it's a shit feeling. I know, it sucks. So number one, and probably the most important tip, your dating history nor your sexual history or crushes do not determine and cannot always determine your sexuality. You determine your sexuality. Your attraction determines your sexuality, period. Also, your future relationships do not determine your sexuality either. And what I mean by this is, if you're a single Pringle bisexual and you go ahead and date a guy in the near future, that does not make you straight. You're still bi. And if you are a bisexual single Pringle and you go and date a girl, you're not automatically a lesbian. Okay, you are queer and you are valid in your queerness regardless of who you've dated in the past, who you're going to date in the future, or whether you're single now, or who you're dating now, or any of that business. Same goes for sexual history, not necessarily dating, hookups, crushes. Again, you can be a lesbian with having had crushes on guys in the past, dated guys in the past, slept with guys in the past. You can be a lesbian. And that leads into the current relationship status does not always determine your sexuality. If you are bi, you're bi. If you're gay, you're gay. If a bisexual man starts dating a woman, he's bisexual, not straight. And I know I just touched on that then, but your current relationship status does not always determine your sexuality. And what I mean by that is I am in a heterosexual straight passing relationship currently, yes, but I'm not straight. To the naked eye, walking down the street, people would probably look at us and both go, oh, two heterosexual people, oh, two straight people. And I understand, like, again, if you see two girls holding hands or two girls kissing, you're, oh, two lesbians. Not necessarily. Could be a bi and a pansexual. You know? But yes, that is how society sees it. And at face value, that's how they take it. And that's how society, like, that's how a lot of people, not all, but how a lot of people view things. Like, oh, two, a guy and a girl in a heterosexual straight relationship. Oh, two straight people. Not necessarily. That's what I mean by current relationship status does not always determine your sexuality. And regardless of who you're dating, anytime ever, that does not take away from your queerness either. I have had girls come forward. A lot of people ask me, what's it like being in a heterosexual relationship as a bisexual? And I don't know. My answer's always like, oh, it's great. I love him or I love them or whoever it is. Like, it doesn't affect me and, like, none of my sexuality or, like, bisexuality or that sort of identity is ever taken away from me or any less important or any less valid just because I'm in a relationship with a cisgendered straight male. But, yeah, that's honestly my answer to it every single time. I'm like, it's fine. And I think that's because the people I surround myself with have always been very accepting and loving towards me. And supportive and not asshole-y or like they're progressive, they get it, like and it's not that hard too, but you know. And then point number three was you can know your sexuality without any experience. You don't have to kiss someone you're attracted to know you're attracted to them, right? So I know a few of the questions I got or a few of the suggestions were, how do I feel more queer if I've never dated a woman? You don't need to feel queer to date a woman. You don't need to date a woman to feel queer. You don't need to kiss a woman to feel queer. It might make you more comfortable and confident within your sexuality and able to go and then talk to and experience that sort of thing with more women or more people. But being queer is about your attraction. Being queer validly is about knowing that you're attracted to that girl and you'd want to date her or you'd want to kiss her, but it does not solidify itself and does not, your sexuality doesn't come in like two different parts, one being, okay, yes, I have this attraction, but it's not solidified until you experience that. Your queerness is valid, your queerness is there and a whole part of you without experiencing anything. As soon as you feel that attraction or you understand that part of you, you're queer enough, honey. Like, you don't need to solidify that by doing anything. And I know that's really hard to get our head around because of society, because of so many things. It is super duper complicated, but yeah, that's a very important point that I'm trying to make. You are queer enough already. If you are queer, you are queer enough, is my point. I also wanted to talk about, this is what I was speaking about before, misconceptions surrounding bisexuality. I think if any bisexuals are listening to this, you'll probably have a good chuckle. Even not, even if you're just part of the community, you might understand this. I get this a lot because I've mainly dated guys, especially like officially. So most, like whenever I've dated a guy, most people around me have known about it. Sometimes not, but most of the time. And it always makes me laugh because the sort of sentence, oh, you're bi, but you're with a guy, or but you're with him. Yeah, I don't know. I feel as though most people know what bi means, but even when they do, they can't seem to quite grasp the concept of a bisexual being in a relationship with someone of the opposite gender to them. They couldn't possibly. It's a weird one. Like, It's almost like people think you need to be dating or attracted to one particular gender to identify as bi. But, like, that's the whole point. We are attracted to more than one gender, therefore, dating anyone or being attracted to people who are either of the same gender as us or a different gender to us is valid and is what makes us queer or bi or, like, whatever you identify with. Like, you know, you can play around with that one. But it's, like, it's so true. Like, I was really doing some thinking and scripting this episode out, and I was like, it is almost like we have to solidify that attraction or that certain sexuality by dating a certain person in their eyes, in society's eyes, or it's like being bi and dating a guy does not make me any less valid. Being bi and dating a girl does not make me any less valid. So if I was dating a girl, would you be like, I thought you were bi? Probably, because then they'd be seeing me as a lesbian. It's like, could we just grasp the concept of bisexuality and just get over it? Like, I've also heard of, and like some of my friends who are femme lesbian struggling with not feeling queer enough, like already based on how they dress or look or, you know, express themselves, or their dating experience. Some queer femme women, lesbians, I know have shared their struggle of not knowing how to express their queerness. So that coupled with not having the sexual or dating history that everyone expects us to have to solidify our sexualities could be so difficult. I feel you. I totally feel that. I see that. Yeah. If you're listening to this, I think the main thing I want you to get out of this episode or listening to this episode is that I think we all just need to take a step back and be in our feels for a hot minute. If you're struggling with this, if not, then you can do that too. Know that if you identify as queer or a particular label within the LGBTQ plus community and your attraction or gender expression or feelings and emotions align with that particular label or any part of the community, then you are totally queer enough. Heck, if you are a member of the LGBTQ plus community, out or not, labeled or not, regardless, you're queer enough. And don't listen to anyone else. Don't let anyone else tell you anything else but yourself on that one. And me, because I said you are. You heard it here first. If I say you're queer enough, you are, okay? Like, if you're bi and you're dating someone of the opposite gender to you, you're queer enough. If you're a lesbian and you've never dated another woman, you're queer enough. If you're single Pringle and you've never dated anyone, but you know who you're attracted to, that attraction is valid and queer as hell, honey. Like, yeah. Those are just my thoughts, my fresh hot take on the matter. And like, yeah, I know if you're listening to this, you may be struggling with dealing with it, but I don't know. I sort of mentioned it earlier. If you are attracted to your own gender and another gender, you are queer enough. If you are part of the LGBTQ plus community, you are queer enough. You don't need to do anything with anyone for that queerness to be valid. As soon as you are queer, you are queer enough, and there's nothing you need to do to be more queer. But at the same time, I get you, and I'm not gonna punish you for feeling that way. Like, you shouldn't punish yourself for feeling that way either, because it's society that sucks. It's society that makes us feel that way and makes us put that pressure on ourselves. For something out of our control, or somewhat out of our control, you know? But yeah, that's pretty much all I have on the topic of queer imposter syndrome for today's episode. I thought I would go ahead and read out some reviews, because it's been a hot minute, I won't lie. I'll get them up. Alrighty, you already know what it is. It is reviewer of the week time, people. Let's get it. So here we have Sawn23 from the United States, who said, I love this podcast. It opened my mind up to so many topics about myself and others and how we perceive things as a society. The conversations are easy to follow, inclusive and educational. I've shared this with so many friends. Thank you so much. No, thank you so much, Sawn23. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Nailu05 from Germany, who said, I really like this podcast, though I listened to it not so long. I'm from Germany, and this podcast is interesting for me and helps me in my coming out. Best wishes to all from here. Thank you so much, Nailu. That is so sweet of you. If you would like a shout out, be sure to go and leave a podcast review on Apple Podcasts or on my podcast reviews. You can find it as a highlight on my Instagram. I try and read out to every single episode. So if you want a chance to hear your name on next week's potty, it also helps my podcast reach a wider audience. So if you think you love my content and you think other people would like it just as much as you, then it would mean the world if you could go ahead and do that. And yeah, I will chat to you all in next week's episode on Topics of Two. Bye!